Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Wednesday, Eastern Iowa. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports, kicking off local programming here on KGYM at 2:05. Appreciate you listening along here this afternoon at 1600 AM, 102.3 on your FM dial in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free download app for your smartphone, also on your smart speaker device, and in podcast form at KGYMradio.com or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts after the show. Many different ways to listen, and no matter how you're listening, we appreciate you listening along here this afternoon. We're active on Twitter as well. Be sure you follow us on social media. Station account is at KGYM Radio. My account at SW on the radio. Just hit 600 followers, by the way. I'm not sure who the 600th was. If it was one of you, thank you. I have a nice imaginary prize pack headed your way. If you'd like to follow along, Twitter account at SW, my initials, on the radio. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben here as well. And you are welcome to join us here on a Wednesday. It is the middle of All-Star Week. There's plenty to talk about, though. Some people might tell you it is the slowest time of the year for sports talk radio. And they're not wrong, but there is still plenty to talk about on a Wednesday. Following the All-Star game, looking ahead to the second half of the season, which starts tomorrow. Number of games tomorrow, the Yankees and Astros. In fact, I was looking at the schedule, doubleheader, so highlight series right away to start up the second half of the season in baseball tomorrow. We'll talk about those games, of course, on tomorrow's program as we get you set for the second half of the season. But still plenty to look at here, including what happened in last night's All-Star game, and that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Has to do with Minnesota Twins star Byron Buxton. Was he robbed of the MVP in last night's All-Star game? Yes or no? The poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The MVP going to Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees. Byron Buxton, though, had a case for it. We'll dive into what happened to the All-Star game and hear from the MVP and the maybe should have been MVP from ESPN Radio here in just a bit. We'll get to that in a few moments. Also, interesting, it's not a trend. It's kind of a sad trend. Players not being able to have their club charter a flight to the All-Star game, including, well, the winner of the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments as well. There was a second player, actually, that had to find his own way, essentially, to the All-Star game. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes, too. Lots of football talk today. We are getting close to the start of training camps. ESPN SportsCenter a few moments ago probably heard mentioning that the Las Vegas Raiders are in full camp today. Not going to talk Raiders. We're going to talk some NFC North, CBS Sports, with an interesting look at the NFC North and some of the key questions facing each of the NFC North teams. Will get you the number one question from CBS Sports, at least what they have to say for the upcoming NFL season. The biggest question facing each team. We'll talk about that coming up in a few moments as well. Plus, we'll check in with ACC Media Days. I know Todd and Alex had Mia O'Brien on their show yesterday, the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn from SEC Media Days, which does roll on here for today. But we will check in with the ACC. What are they talking about with the ACC Media Days? We'll get a little snippet of that coming up later on in the show. A few other things from the football world to take us up until 3 o'clock here this afternoon. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today on the program. And don't forget to follow along our show hashtag, too. I mentioned the show Twitter accounts. My personal Twitter account. We also have a show hashtag SOS on KGYM. If you have questions, not able to text in, not able to call in during the show, feel free to tweet your questions, your comments, your remember some guys to us at hashtag SOS on KGYM. Let's fire it up here this afternoon and talk about the All-Star game last night. Dodger Stadium, beautiful venue. Nice jerseys. I was a fan. I liked the jerseys. I thought they were better than last year's. Last year's was in Colorado, right? Am I getting my All-Star games mixed up? I don't think I am. I didn't like last year's All-Star jerseys, but these were kind of cool. I liked the AL. The AL had the kind of like black jerseys with the gold script. The hats looked kind of cool. I liked it. I liked it this year when it came to jerseys. But uniforms aside, all the other frivolities aside, there was a game to be played last night, the exhibition game. Did not get the home run derby I think we all wanted. We were hoping for a tie. I was, following along with the game. It got to be 3-2 in those later innings. You're like, okay, who's going to be the guy that gives up the game-tying RBI? Who's going to serve up the game-tying solo home run to kind of script us off into this just-announced home run derby that was brought out as the tiebreaker, essentially, last night at Dodger Stadium? Well, it was not to be. The American League won the game in the end, won it in regulation, securing their ninth consecutive All-Star Game win. 3-2, the final score in the All-Star Game last night. It was essentially two innings of the game that had all the scoring. Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts in the first inning, an RBI single that gave the National League a 1-0 lead. And then Cardinal fans, I'm sure, were cheering raucously for Paul Goldschmidt, who followed with a solo home run. 2-0 lead after that for the National League. Home runs continued in the fourth inning, courtesy of the American League. The eventual MVP, Giancarlo Stanton, started the rally, crushing a 2-run home run that scored Jose Ramirez and himself. That tied the game. And then in the next at-bat, Byron Buxton blasting a 107.7-mile-per-hour home run that put the AL in front. Pitching stood up. Some great pitching last night all across the board on both sides of the ball on the defensive lineup. But the American League just a little bit better as they got it done last night. Emmanuel Clase of the Indians coming in for a save, striking out the side. Alec Manoa for the Blue Jays, some nasty stuff. Three strikeouts in his inning, throwing one scoreless inning in the effort. But Byron Buxton missing out on the MVP award, the All-Star Game MVP, I should say, despite being the batter that put them in front. He was not the batter that got the MVP award. It was Giancarlo Stanton, whose two-run homer tied the game up at 2-2 in the fourth inning. So Stanton gets the MVP. Buxton does not get the MVP. But regardless, I'm sure as AL teammates, they are very, very happy to be taking home a win. Doesn't mean anything. There's no home field advantage, but you get the bragging rights for the ninth consecutive year as the American League gets the win last night. Let's hear from the MVP himself, Giancarlo Stanton, talking with John Shambi from ESPN Radio, as you heard here postgame on KGYM last night.
Giancarlo, you've won the Home Run Derby. You've won an MVP award. Now you've won an All-Star Game MVP. What does it mean?
It's special. It's special all around. I didn't even put this into consideration as a thought. So to be here at the place that I grew up watching as the MVP is amazing.
When you hit that home run, does it occur to you at any point, like, my goodness, I hit the ball right about where I used to watch games as a kid?
Yeah, first of all, I had to be like, wow, I actually hit a home run here in this environment, in this situation. And then I was like, I can't believe it. That's exactly where I used to sit years ago. So it's incredible.
Walk us through that plate appearance.
He threw me a slider first pitch. I chased it, then a heater up. I fouled it off, and I was just like, all right, get something over the plate. Make sure you get the barrel to it, and I was able to.
Nine straight wins for the American League over the National League. What's that about?
Dusty reminded us. He said, hey, well, we're on a winning streak here. We better do it again. So, we did it for Dusty.
What an all-star break for you. Get a day, and then you play a doubleheader on Thursday.
Hey, this is all worth it. Can't be better.
Giancarlo Stanton, the MVP of the All-Star Game. The game-tying home run in the fourth. Then Byron Buxton putting the AL ahead as they win 3-2, 319-366-1600. Justin chiming in on the text line saying, hurrah for the under. Yes, if you had the under last night, you did well. 3-2, the final last night. Not like the NBA All-Star game where it's like 167-164. Defense already pretty much non-existent in the NBA. And like, oh, the All-Star game. Yeah, right. But yeah, baseball 3-2. Pitching showing their stuff last night. I'll get into some of the pitching lines as well. Mentioned Manoa, McClanahan getting the start. Clayton Kershaw with a nice inning to start too. If you're a fan of good pitching, that is the thing for you last night with the total of 5 last night. We talked about Byron Buxton, and let's hear from Byron here. He talked with Tom Verducci from ESPN, or from Fox Sports, excuse me, to give his thoughts on the ending for the American League.
Byron, your 8th major league season, your first All-Star game, and you wrote a piece of history going back-to-back with Giancarlo Stanton. After you saw Giancarlo go deep, did you have home run on your mind?
I didn't. Kind of just went up there and was like, I can't strike out twice, you know, like in the back of your head, you always got that thought, man, your first All-Star game, you want to get up there and just get a base hit. And, you know, I put a better swing on it than I thought.
Byron, this night began with Denzel Washington giving an eloquent tribute to Jackie Robinson. It's the 100th birthday of Rachel Robinson. What was it like for you, and what will you take away from being part of what was a great celebration of baseball?
Just cherish that moment. You know, you don't get that moment many times in life, and for me to be out in L.A. and be a part of, you know, Rachel's birthday and how we sung and celebrated that birthday. You don't see that a lot and probably won't see it again. So for me, that's something I cherish for the rest of my life.
All right, Byron Buxton could have been the All-Star Game MVP, but did not get it. Giancarlo Stanton getting it, but still excited to be a part of it last night and give the American League the lead with his home run in the 4th inning right after Giancarlo Stanton's game-tying blast. Mentioned pitching. McClanahan started the game, did not take the loss, obviously, because the AL ended up winning it. But 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 strikeout, giving up the 1 home run to Paul Goldschmidt in the first. But I mentioned Alek Manoah in the next inning, second inning for the American League, struck out the side. Framber Valdez ended up getting the win. He pitched the 3rd. A number of other pitchers, Nestor Cortez with 2 strikeouts. And then Emmanuel Clase converting the save, striking out the side in the 9th. The National League, Sandy Alcantara with a couple strikeouts, Joe Musgrove as well. The loss going to Tony Gonsolin, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits in just that 1 inning of work for the National League in the 3-2 loss. So the American League wins the All-Star game. Some other individual performances of local and regional interest. Ian Happ walking in his only appearance for the Cubs All-Star. Wilson Contreras 0-2 with a strikeout. Albert Pujols going 0-1. And Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers, 1 inning pitched, giving up no runs, 1 hit, and recording 1 strikeout for some of the National League Central All-Star performances from last night. So All-Star game goes the way of the American League. Baseball back in the field tomorrow with a limited schedule and then a full schedule, of course, on Friday as the second half really gets into gear. A couple other interesting stories from All-Star weekend. And maybe a little retaliation on the side of the Nationals here. This has been going around the Twitterverse today with this story. But the Nationals, apparently, according to Scott Boras, the agent for Juan Soto, refusing to charter a flight for Juan Soto to get out to L.A. to take part in the Home Run Derby and then the All-Star Game itself. Of course, Juan Soto over the weekend, it was announced he rejected a 15-year, $440 million contract extension. And according to Scott Boras, like I said, the team said, well, you could find your own way out to Los Angeles. Boras, per Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated, put out this quote or statement from Boras. It said the following: the Atlanta Braves arrived here, meaning Los Angeles, 5 hours earlier than Juan Soto did. You know why? Because their team chartered a plane. Juan Soto had to fly on a commercial flight and wait in an airport for 2 hours and get here at 1:30 in the morning and then have to compete in the home run derby. Boris went on to say that's something the Major League Baseball did not take care of, and that's something the Washington Nationals did not take care of. So Juan Soto had to be the common man and fly commercial to Washington, or to LA from Washington, D.C. Because the Nationals were like, well, you don't want our contract offer. You don't want our extension. Find your own way. You can go your own way, as Fleetwood Mac once sang. Juan Soto, though, I think he sent a message. As big of a message you could send by going out and winning the home run derby. But no charter flight for him after the turning down rejection of that contract extension. And that he was not the only one, by the way, not the same star power as Juan Soto, but Paul Blackburn of the Oakland A's. This actually came out yesterday before the game. Blackburn was not chartered a flight either, but he had a little bit more luck than Juan Soto. He ended up on the Astros charter flight. Blackburn initially slated to travel on a commercial flight to LA since he was the lone all-star representative for the Oakland A's, and the A's are essentially kind of this, not necessarily the same attitude as the Nationals, because as far as I'm aware, Paul Blackburn didn't turn down a 15-year, $440 million extension. But you think with your team's being your team's only all-star and one of the few bright spots for your team before you probably end up trading him away at the deadline here, you'd think you'd want to want to treat him a little bit better. Just my thought. But he was initially slated, Paul Blackburn was, to travel on a commercial flight to L.A., being the lone representative. That's when the Houston Astros said, hey, we've got a charter flight. Why don't you come on in? Come on and join us. So Blackburn ended up flying to the All-Star game on the charter flight with his division rivals, Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Justin Verlander, and Framber Valdez. And then there's Paul Blackburn. Just put the rivalry aside for a day and hop on the flight. We're going to L.A. Blackburn told Fox 26 television in Oakland, he said, quote, it's awesome. Within baseball, it's kind of like a brotherhood. Everyone expects each other, or respects each other, excuse me, and helps each other along, helps each other out. He said he's greatly appreciative for their organization and letting me tag along over here. He said it was a fun experience. It wasn't awkward at all. He said they made me feel very welcomed and comfortable. We had some good conversations and good laughs. He said it was a good time by all. The Astros inviting the A's, their division rival, who just took a series from them, by the way, before the All-Star break, onto the charter flight. So kudos to the Astros. They don't have a very good reputation in baseball right now, still, after the cheating scandal in the World Series. Not a lot of people are over that yet, but at least there's still a brotherhood in baseball. The Nationals, though, I mean, come on, really? I don't get either scenario why you don't want to charter a flight for your lone representative in the game, but Nationals, a little bit petty in my book, not chartering a flight for Juan Soto. That's my two cents. 223 here at KGYM. Don't forget you can weigh in on our poll question at KGYMradio.com about last night's All-Star game. Was Byron Buxton robbed of the MVP award last night? Should he have gotten the trophy over Giancarlo Stanton? Yes or no? You could vote at KGYMradio.com. Coming up, we will dive into the world of football. We've got some important dates, important milestone dates. We have numbers until certain times in the football calendar. We'll get to that coming up in just a few moments. Also, we'll dive into that NFC North topic. The biggest question facing each team in the NFC North. CBS Sports putting out some interesting discussion topics surrounding that. We'll get to that in just a few as well. Thanks for checking out Spencer on Sports here on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine through the afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s, so still warm, but not as humid as yesterday, and will be quite breezy. Later tonight should feel pretty refreshing. Temperatures will drop down into the mid-60s under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow we'll have plenty of sunshine once again, but the heat gets cranked back up. Temperatures back in the low 90s, and the humidity starts to increase in the afternoon. There will be the chance for a few showers and storms late Thursday night into Friday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
And ESPN Radio Extra Point with Alan Hahn.
You know, it's certainly not over, and it's certainly not something that has been decided yet.
Right.
But these reports about this sense that it might not be
a
full year, and at worst, it could be half a season, is very interesting. It is very interesting when you think about, you know, obviously where this how long this has gone on for, and now we are opening camp in a week with all the vets. So we're getting to the season now. And if you're the Browns, I have no problem with the Browns saying, hey, we need to know how long we have this guy for, if we have him at all. I'd like to know now, because if I'm the Browns, I don't want to – don't tell me in September. Like, tell me now. I'd like to know now so I can either have Jacoby Brissett and then find myself like some insurance as a third string or a backup to Brissett. Let me make sure I've got some, you know, enough here.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like, sometimes a second later it opens and you're like,
from Netflix, comedian Tom Segura brings I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour to McGrath Amphitheater July 26th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Achieve peace of mind over what is most important to you with Swan security cameras from Menards. Swan cameras are easy to install and can connect to your Wi-Fi, so you can monitor activity from your smartphone. And they work with Google Assistant and Alexa. Save 11% on all Swan security cameras now at Menards. Good through July 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
I got 228, Spencer on Sports with you for a Wednesday, July 20th of 2022. A lot of twos in there. Through a 936-6600. Talk or text line available to you. Talk some All-Star game. Talk some baseball. Dive into some football for a good chunk of the rest of the program today. Before we do that, reminder that the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming up today between 4 and 6. Not only do they have the countdown to kickoff series, looking ahead to Big Ten Media Day, Media Days, that is, next week, they've got another chance to win tickets to check out Tom Segura, who's going to be at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids Tuesday night, July 26th, this coming Tuesday. You can find out more about the show at kgymradio.com. If you want tickets, got them. Chance to win them all week long with Todd and Alex sometime between 4 and 6 today. Listen for your chance to play some Gene Segura trivia. Yeah, we're tying Tom Segura, who is, as far as we know, not related to Gene Segura. Tying the show into former Cedar Rapids Colonel and current Philadelphia Philly, Gene Segura. Hopefully I did not give away an answer to a trivia question by telling you what team he played for. I will just stop there and tell you, listen to Todd and Alex's show for a chance to win those tickets today here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Football. Football, football, football. I mentioned we got some important dates, some dates. Just a quick countdown update for you. If you are counting down the days to the start of college football, I have good news for you. We are 38 days away from the excitement that is week zero, which includes Nebraska-Northwestern in Ireland. Also, such notable contests. And I, yes, for those of you who've heard me poke a little bit fun at the week zero schedule, I will continue to do this up until week zero has passed us by. Nebraska-Northwestern and Dublin are also blessed with Illinois and Wyoming. UConn playing at Utah State at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know who asked for that game, but even if you didn't, we're getting it in week zero. We've also got such epic showdowns as Duquesne's playing at Florida State, Florida A&M playing the North Carolina Tar Heels, and yes, the game you will stay up late for, don't tell me you won't, Vanderbilt at Hawaii, 9:30 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network, Saturday, August 27th. 38 days away, my friends. That means we're, 45 days away from start of the Iowa football season. It starts the following weekend. So there you go. Who's counting? 38 days. 38 days to read up on your entire college football preview magazine. I'm slacking. I've been reading it just slowly but surely. By the way, speaking of college football, the Iowa football team announcing a couple sellouts already. Iowa State and Michigan, both those games announced as sellouts earlier today. So if you're hoping for tickets to either, you will have to find tickets to another game. Those games announced as sellouts. Another football countdown dates to keep you in tune with. We are 50 days away from opening night in the NFL. The Bills and the Rams, I believe, is the opening night game here for this year. Thursday night opener. Of course, all the games will be played on the 11th of September, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and Sunday night. That means we are almost to the start of training camps, preseason games, and the like. And I mentioned CBS Sports asking some of the key questions of each division of the NFL. I figured we'd focus, at least for this brief time here this afternoon, on the NFC North. Because it is the division of choice for many of us around the listing region here. Whether you're a Packer fan, a Viking fan, a Bear fan, if you're a Lions fan, I send my deepest sympathies to you for the struggles you've had over the last numerous years. If you're a Chiefs fan, I might talk some Chiefs later on, but NFC North. A lot of people paying attention to it this year. Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay. Can the Lions with Dan Campbell, their head coach, make some more strides here into year two of that era? Vikings with a new head coach and GM. Bears with the same. Cream of the crop. And yes, fully biased, wearing my green and gold glasses. Cream of the crop, still Green Bay. Has to be. Even with Devontae Adams out of the division, I think it's still Green Bay number one. And I've said my piece before. Maybe it was when I filled in for Todd before, but pecking order, at least my pecking order, completely without tons and tons of research. Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. That's my predicted order of finish. In the NFC North, at least right now, sitting here July 20th, before camps have even started. That's what I'd, if somebody asked me, say it right now. Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. And I think there's there's a gulf in there. At least between Vikings and Bears Lions. But there might even be a gulf between, I'm sure there probably is, between Packers and Vikings. Although that gulf probably smaller than between Vikings and the Bears and the Lions. But these are the questions that CBS Sports, credit where credit is due, they came up with these questions. The key questions facing each NFC North team. So we'll go down the line. In fact, it's in order of what I said, so I don't have to switch around the order here. But we'll go from top to bottom, the key question involving each team. And for Green Bay, starting with the cream of the crop, really no surprise, who is the go-to target for number 12? Devontae Adams, I mentioned top of the show, SportsCenter did too, the Las Vegas Raiders opening up full training camp today. Devontae Adams is now a Raider. He is not walking back through that door. He did not want to be in Green Bay. He wanted to play with Derek Carr, wanted to take his talents elsewhere. Who's number one? Is it the rookie Christian Watson, second-round pick out of North Dakota State? He's got a learning curve. Can he step in and be a contributor in week one right away? I don't think he's going to be Devontae Adams in week one by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. But who's going to be that guy? Is it going to be a veteran like Randall Cobb? Is it going to be Alan Lazard, who signed his tender, essentially, you know, chance here to prove why he's the guy, and he's the guy the Packers should lock up long term? Is it going to be Lazard? Is it going to be Sammy Watkins, a vet that the Packers took a flyer on this season? Is it going to be a second-year player like Amari Rodgers, a rookie like a Romeo Doubs from Nevada? Probably a long shot there. Samari Toure from Nebraska. Again, these are all guys that are now in the Packers' depth chart that are not named Devontae Adams, that somebody's going to have to step up. Of course, Marquez Valdes-Scantling in Kansas City now. A lot of questions among the receiving core for Green Bay. So CBS Sports, their number one question, and a question I know I will be paying attention to as a fan of the green and gold. Who is the go-to target now that Devontae Adams is gone? The Vikings, CBS, their top question facing them is, can Kevin O'Connell, new head coach of the Vikings, get Kirk Cousins to the next level? Can he take Cousins from one level to the next level and get them into a deep a position where they can make a deep playoff run and contend for a championship? CBS noting that, of course, despite being fairly successful throwing the football as a team, the Vikings have just one playoff win since Cousins arrived in 2018. They do, of course, fairly say it's hard to tell if that's his fault or not, but the team's C quarterbacks don't have all that much success making deep playoff runs. And CBS saying O'Connell's job is to get Cousins past the top 10 to 15 level of quarterbacks and firmly into the top 10 in the league. So that is the number one question for the Vikings, according to CBS Sports. Turning to the Bears, is Justin Fields in the right situation to succeed? Are the Bears putting the right pieces around him to develop as a quarterback? CBS saying, you know, it might be pretty harsh to say, the Bears didn't exactly give their quarterback enough offensive talent for him to thrive in year two. Of course, David Montgomery there, Darnell Mooney there, but Byron Pringle, N'Keal Harry, Equanimeous St. Brown, Velus Jones, who is a rookie draft pick for the Bears. Is that enough to help Justin Fields in year number two? That is the number one question for Chicago. Again, all this from CBS Sports. And then another kind of offensive question for the final team, the Detroit Lions. How good can the offense be? Number of great players, a number of solid players, maybe not great, but solid players on the offense. Of course, TJ Hockenson of local interest to being the former Hawkeye, but some young receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, former Green Bay Packer. Solid pieces up front. Of course, drafting Jameson Williams from Alabama. What's the next step for the Lions on offense? Can Jared Goff turn it up a notch and prove the doubters of his abilities wrong in Detroit? That another question facing an NFC North team. That was the number one question per CBS Sports. So, like I said, if I had to give a pecking order for today, July 20th of 2022, an order of finish: Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. That is my pecking order here for today. My prediction, at least as of right now. 319-366-1600-0835. Appreciate the text saying that they think Green Bay's offense will be even better yet without Adams. A good point made there on the text. Won't be focused on just Adams in the passing game. A point I see you make there, 0835. I agree, and you saw that toward the end of the playoff loss, the embarrassing playoff loss in the frigid weather at Lambeau Field to San Francisco. Who was Rodgers looking to? He's trying to force it into Devontae Adams. Packers, and I don't have the stat in front of me, but the Packers, I believe, were they perfect last year without Devontae on the field? Perfect over the last year or two? I think that was the stat. If they weren't perfect, they were a very good record. Rodgers moving the ball around, getting Aaron Jones, another guy running back, of course, but very good out of the backfield, bruising people with A.J. Dillon, knocking over minor league baseball mascots. No, not that, but the pieces are there. I think they need some guys to step up. I love Amari Rodgers, big Amari Rodgers fan, a kid from Clemson, the Packers drafted last year. I think he's due to step up after essentially being non-existent last year. But, I agree. I think going to be better for the Packers long-term. Needs to be a short-term but also long-term situation for Green Bay. Because we don't know. Is this Rodgers' last year? Are they keeping Jordan Love? Is he still the guy going forward? A lot of questions still involving Green Bay for this year. But still, I think easily the class of the division, their defense should be top tier in the NFL with the pieces they have returning. Devondre Campbell, despite losing Za'Darius Smith to a division rival, Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, number of players returning for Green Bay on the defensive side of the ball, plus the two draft picks, Wyatt and Walker from Georgia, should make an immediate impact as well. A couple other NFL stories to get to. We'll get to those coming up here. We'll also dive into the world of college football. What's going on at ACC Media Days? We'll talk about that and more coming up here on Spencer on Sports. It's on KGYM for a Wednesday.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
I decided to get a condo and I was done with renting. I was ready to have space for my dog.
We're talking with Janae Nelson about her first mortgage with Midwest One Bank.
My realtor suggested Midwest One's first-time homebuyer program and it was a perfect fit. Midwest One Bank made me feel like there was no judgment in my financial situation. Midwest One Bank absolutely made it simple. This is going to be a relationship that I'm going to keep building.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Missing football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit, featuring artifacts and photos from the NFL Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Experience gridiron champs George Halas and the Chicago Bears now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search.
Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
Back at 244 with Spencer on Sports for Wednesday, July 20th of 2022, 319-366-1600. Bit of breaking NFL news just coming across. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting that the 49ers have officially given Jimmy Garoppolo's agents permission to seek a trade. That was the one key topic still lingering out there this offseason now that Baker Mayfield has found a home in Carolina. What was going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo? And it sounds like the Niners are moving forward as expected with Trey Lance as their number one, but giving Jimmy Garoppolo's agents permission to seek a trade. Garoppolo, according to Schefter, been cleared to start practicing. 49ers still expected to exercise caution with him this summer. So where does Jimmy Garoppolo go? 319-366-1600. The only team that there's a team that makes sense is Seattle. Would the 49ers want to send Jimmy G up the interstate to Seattle? Or Seattle, you know, Seattle didn't want Baker Mayfield. Why would they want Jimmy Garoppolo? I guess one question you could ask. But what happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Where does he go? 319-366-1600. Any Niners fans surprised at this, mad at this, happy about this? Feel free to chime in on the talk or text line, 319-366-1600. A couple other NFL news. One quick interesting thing from a betting perspective, speaking of the NFC North, according to Caesars Sportsbook, this is from Max Meyer, not the pitcher for the Miami Marlins, but from Caesars Sportsbook, over the last month, the most popular NFL wager by handle in July at Caesars has to do with an NFC North team. It might not be the one that you think. It is the Detroit Lions. The most popular wager by handle in July at Caesars has been the Lions over 6 wins. Do you think the Lions win 6 games or more in 2022? 319-366-1600. I pulled up their schedule, and we can count through the games here together. Do you come up with 6 wins out of this schedule? Philly, Washington, at Minnesota, Seattle, at New England, at Dallas, Miami and Green Bay at home, at Chicago, at New York, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Minnesota at home, at New York, at Carolina, Chicago at home, and at Green Bay. That's the Lions schedule for 2022. And into the first day of 2023. Do you see 6 wins on that schedule? 319-366-1600. BetMGM also putting out some info. It's Futures Day, I guess, with so little actual sports going on. The odds to finish the 2022 NFL season with the least amount of wins, if you're betting the Houston Texans, you could be in line to get some cash. The Texans are plus 300. For the team with the least wins in the NFL for 2022, Falcons at plus 350, the Jets at plus 650, the Panthers are plus 1,000, Seahawks also plus 1,000, the Bears at plus 1,100, same with the Jags, the Lions are plus 1,200. The team with the least wins, Texans the favorite there, by the way, according to BetMGM. For their NFL numbers for 2022. 319-366-1600. Jim from Kyoto chiming in about Jimmy G. My Steelers would take Jimmy G, he says. Yeah, there's another team. The Steelers. Mitch Trubisky. Can I remember? Now, we're not remembering some guys, but can I remember their quarterback room? Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett. I would take Jimmy G over any 3 of those guys. Now, Kenny Pickett's unproven. Definitely take Jimmy G over Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, for sure. The Steelers could be in play. I saw someone suggest, and you heard the extra point earlier in the show with Barton Hahn, saw someone suggest the Browns Now, would the Browns take a flyer on Jimmy G, depending on the length of suspension for Deshaun Watson? Because it's still some reports. It could be the whole season. Now there's new reports coming out. Oh, well, it might not be. It might be just like 8 games. It might be half a season. So we're still not sure on that, what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. They didn't want Baker Mayfield, but would the Browns bring in Jimmy G? I don't think they would. They clearly have. They could have kept Baker, but they decided, no, we're going to bring in Jacoby Brissett to back up Deshaun Watson. They just wanted nothing to do with Baker Mayfield, so I doubt they would make a play there. But Pittsburgh, an interesting player too. All signs seem to point to Seattle, but maybe Houston. I don't know. Going to be interested to see the market for Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe Carolina. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think Carolina would do it. Bring in Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, Sam Darnold, draft Matt Corral. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, at least to me. But sometimes the NFL doesn't make sense at all. Sometimes sports does not make sense at all. 250 coming up on 251. Quick 60-second timeout and a few other football stories to get to before we're out of here for today. Thanks for joining us, Spencer at Sports on KGYM.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has immediate openings for freight train conductors. If you're looking for a rewarding career offering paid training at nearly $25 per hour, competitive benefits, and you share a passion for great service, apply today at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX, committed to supporting military and veteran families and their communities. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
251 coming up on 252. Spencer on Sports winding down here for a Wednesday afternoon. The gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Full question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the All-Star Game. The American League getting the win last night. Was Byron Buxton robbed of the MVP award last night? Yes or no? He had the game-winning home run, what turned out to be the game-winning home run, yet Giancarlo Stanton gets the All-Star Game MVP. What do you think? Let us know at KGYMRadio.com. A couple other NFL stories here for you on the kind of the lighter side of the NFL. The New York Giants revealing they're going to return to their classic blue uniforms and helmets for 2 games in the 2022 season. Of course, the team wore them from 1980 to 1999. They got the red and blue trim of the jerseys and the pants. New York also bringing back the Navy helmet with the Giants word mark on the side instead of the NY they usually have from the solid red stripes. Kind of the Lawrence Taylor era of the Giants. You'll be seeing those for 2 games, October 2nd against the Bears and December 4th against the Washington Commanders at MetLife Stadium. So the Giants bringing back some special uniforms. Big debate going on. What NFL team should bring back their throwback jerseys? A lot of people suggesting the Houston Texans be allowed to wear the Oilers jerseys. And I could not agree more. Could not agree more. Bring back the Oilers, at least for a couple games for 2022 and beyond. And one final story here. Tickets to the first game in Germany, the first NFL game in Germany. They are not cheap, as you would expect. The question becomes, how much would you be willing to spend on a regular season NFL game? Well, if your answer to that question is over $30,000, you're in luck, because that's what resale tickets to the Week 10 game in Munich between the Buccaneers and Seahawks are going for on StubHub. They're going for up to $33,760 on StubHub. There's a lot of things you could do with that amount of money. And, well, someone, they're really interested in seeing those two teams play in Munich, Germany, in Week 10. If you are, heck, you could do it too. $33,760 on StubHub to see the Bucks and the Seahawks play Week 10 in Germany. It's the first NFL game in Germany, like I mentioned, November 13th, 8:30 Central Time kickoff. There are other tickets going for a little bit cheaper, about $25,000 to $30,000. If you're not in the market for the top dollar, you can get it for a little bit cheaper. The least expensive ticket, by the way, $608. That is before fees. Of course, you got to find a way to get to Munich. Concessions aren't probably cheap either. Just one of the games. There's a number of different games being played across the pond and in international territory. The Cardinals and Niners, the Broncos and the Jags are going to be playing in London. London also going to see games between the Packers and the Giants and the Vikings and the Saints this coming year. So pretty penny to see that game in Munich, that is for sure. That'll wrap it up for us. Almost out of here for today, but stay tuned. We've got plenty of local programming here for you today on KGYM with you every day from 2 until 6. The gym class coming up between 3 and 4. They've got Fantasy Sports Chat with Chris Liss covering fantasy baseball and football. If you got your questions, you can line them up at 319-366-1600. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Continuing countdown to kickoff, Bob Flounders talking Penn State football at 4:30 today. And it's a Wednesday, wager-wise, today at 5:30. Check it out today. Jay Foster joining the guys at 5:30 for wager-wise every Wednesday right here on KGYM. Forget to vote in that poll question I mentioned at KGYMradio.com. Was Byron Buxton robbed of the MVP award in last night's All-Star game? Yes or no? It's brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And while you're there, be sure you check out the podcast of all of our local shows available for you anytime at KGYMradio.com, also on the app. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow at 2 here on KGYM.